Exclusive. Republican Matt Rosendale, John Tester invented the smear tactics used against Brett Kavanaugh. By Sean Moran on November 3, 2018. Montana State Auditor and Senate Republican candidate Matt Rosendale told Breitbart News Saturday that Senator John Tester, D. Mount, invented the character assassination tactics used during the Senate confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle noted that President Donald Trump will host a campaign rally for Rosendale and other Montana Republican candidates in Belgrade, Montana, to unseat Tester in the U.S. Senate. Rosendale told Breitbart News Saturday that President Trump recognizes that this is a seat that we absolutely have an opportunity to flip from a very liberal Democrat, John Tester, and we got all of the conditions and the trajectory setting to be victorious on Tuesday. As long, as you stated earlier, everybody needs to turn out and vote. Rosendale then turned to the Supreme Court, noting that Tester has opposed both of President Trump's Supreme Court nominees, Judges Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. He's opposed Gorsuch, he opposed Brett Kavanaugh and participated in the character assassinations that the Democrats had reverted to, and just not the kind of person that represents the values of the people of Montana, the Montana conservative charged. This week Senator Tester said that Senate Democrats botched the strategy regarding the confirmation of Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. On Friday, one woman who accused Kavanaugh of raping her admitted that she made up the accusation against the Supreme Court nominee. Boyle noted that Tester was not merely part of the Democrats' smear campaign against Kavanaugh, but rather helped design the strategy when he tanked the nomination of Donald Trump's personal physician Admiral Ronnie Jackson to serve as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Rosendale charged, John Tester literally invented this tactic of character assassination when he released a bunch of false information about Admiral Ronnie Jackson. The Montana Republican said that Jackson served three administrations honorably and President Trump nominated him to run the Veterans Affairs. And John Tester released a bunch of information that was proven to be false just merely to perform this smear campaign. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.